I just going to mention a couple of books that you recommended and to me, and I've ordered them and started doing my due diligence to learn even more about that. Some of them I've read in the past, but I'm going to reread them. And then I only have one last question, if that's okay with you.
Yeah, totally.
So before, I'm just going to do a shameless plug. This is my book, The Goal Book. I wrote that in 40 days, and it's about setting goals in the different areas of life and finding a balance between them. I've given you one, and I hope you will enjoy it.
I definitely will.
And the cool part with this book is that I've never written a book when I did it, but I said I'm going to do it in 40 days because I Googled how many pages is a book. And Google said if you type in Times New Roman in Word, 100 pages is going to be a book that's 160 pages once you print it. And if we look at this here, Google was a little bit off. It's actually 161 afterward. So that's a pretty cool thing. And I just followed this step, 2.5 pages a day. Basically, you don't have to be a rocket scientist to write 2.5 pages a day about something you're passionate about.
Yeah.
So that's just that. But let's talk about Think and Grow Rich. So what do you think about that book?
Think and Grow Rich. So I am currently reading it for, I think, the fourth time.
Yeah.
I think anybody in business, this is basically your Bible, right? Mm-hmm. Anybody in sales, how to win friends and influence people. But anybody in business, Think and Grow Rich. I mean, here's a guy who has studied some of the most successful businessmen in history and wrote a book on his findings. And I have implemented what I learned in this. In fact, those at home can't see it or those listening can't see it. But on my door right there is the success formula.
Yeah.
It is part of me now, right? The principles of success are part of me. Yeah. Right? And if you follow this book, you will become successful. Not just read it, right? You got to take the actions.
Yeah.
But if you follow what are pretty basic and easy steps, you will achieve massive success.
Yeah.
Right? And I'm still, you know, after I'm done reading it this time and redoing the workbook, I'm sure in a few years I will pick it back up and continue to progress, because every time I read it, I learn something new, because I'm also in a different area in my life.
Yeah.
So it's one of those things, if you want to commit to a, you know, doing something or a book, this is key.
This is something, yeah. And then you talked about How to Win Friends and Influence People. Can you just talk about that book?
So How to Influence and Influence People. Again, if you're in sales, this is your Bible, right? Yeah. This is how to speak with people.
Yeah.
You know, your favorite word in the English or Swedish, you know, dictionary is actually Peter, right? Your favorite subject is Peter. Right, to be a great conversationalist, it's not about talking about me. Like right now, I think you're a great conversationalist, but if you go back to this recording, it's because you've been having me talk for 90% of the time. Right? People want to talk about themselves. So it's about connecting with them, building rapport, and getting to... I will tell you a great example of this story. Right? So real estate, right? Real estate story. We do better marketing than pretty much anybody around. Right, I've done competitive analysis and I know what they do. So I know that any seller is better off listing their home with us, because we're going to get them more money from the amount of marketing we do plus our skill set.
Yeah.
Right, but I kept on losing listings to my competitor. And my marketing manager at that time, who had witnessed me going on a listing presentation, so when I was going to present to a seller to list their house, said, you're not connecting with these people.
Yeah.
What your competitor is very good at, and she knows this because before she worked with me, her parents sold their home with my competitor.
Yeah.
And she said what this other agent is very good at is connecting with the seller. And people want to do business with people they like.
Yeah.
And they don't like you. Not that they dislike me, but it was all about like, look what we can do.
Yeah.
Right? But I wasn't making that connection with people. Right? So I geeked out on rapport building and went back to this book, which is, again, key.
Yeah.
If you're going to be in sales,
this
is how to win friends and influence people is
your Bible. You got to read it. Yeah. So let's move on to mindset.
Okay. So I am actually reading this the second time.
Yeah.
So growth mindset versus fixed mindset.
Yeah.
Another great book for anybody in business and also any parent, because there's a lot of good parenting in here as well. So I, going into it, like, I had done a lot of work on my mindset. So I was like, okay, great. I have, you know, I have a growth mindset.
Yeah.
Right. You know, mindset, the new psychology of success. What I realized is I'm probably 50-50 on a fixed mindset and a growth mindset, which is an eye opener.
Yeah.
You know, what I talked about in Ignite, which I live by, and part of being sober is we have to continually doing honest self-appraisals, right? I have to take an inventory on myself to see, you know, what my character defects are, because unless I'm honestly, brutally, honest with myself, I'm not going to know what they are, and they're going to be in my blinders because I'm not going to want to face them.
That's hard, to be brutally honest with yourself.
One of the hardest things to do, right? A lot of it's much easier to blame than it is to take responsibility, right? We have a part in anything.
Yeah.
If you have a resentment in your life right now, you have a major part in that resentment.
Yeah, I mean, I decided a couple of years ago to whatever happens in my life, I'm going to take responsibility for it, and it's changed my life massively. It's always my fault in a way. And when I do that, I'm not a victim anymore. And it's been life-changing.
Life-changing.
Let me go on.
For fixed, again, with the growth mindset versus fixed mindset, you know, with the growth mindset, basically anything and everything is possible. And you can become a continual student. Whereas in a fixed mindset, it's, you know, you have a set amount of intelligence or skill.
Yeah.
So what I tell people all the time, like, you don't need to be successful in real estate. Like, you don't need massive skills in selling, right? Because they can be learned, right? Real estate, which we'll get to in the book, I think you have it, but real estate is simple. I actually think life is simple.
Yeah.
It's not easy, but it's simple.
Yeah.
What's the next one you got there?
Awesome. So the next one is Never Split the Difference with Chris Voss.
Yeah, so this is a good book. I will tell you, it's not a great book. It is a good book.
Yeah.
The reason I talked about this a lot is because, you know, whatever field you are in, you need to be a student of that field, right? And so being in real estate, you have to be a student of negotiating, right? So you go and you seek who are the best negotiators. You know, obviously Chris Voss, who was the head of the FBI for the kidnapping division for the negotiating, you know, was the best in, you know, his field, and now has dedicated his life to helping those in business.
Yeah.
So it's about being a student, and, you know, I learned a lot of information from here. I don't use all of his tactics, because negotiating a real estate deal versus negotiating a hostage, you know, kidnapping situation is different, and sometimes you do need to split the difference. But there's also many aspects of this book with, like, labeling that I utilize. But the lesson to be learned with this book is be a student. I don't know, even in my level of success, if that's what you want to call it, I don't know everything.
Yeah.
In fact, I know very little, and I have a lot more to learn.
And that's how the masters speak. You know, there was a I'm going to do this really quick. It was a story about a martial arts master, and people came to him, can you teach me? You're the master. And he was just smiling all the time. And he said, no, I'm learning from everybody. And that's kind of the masters are saying that. So kudos to you. The Slight Edge, I've been reading it now 10 pages a day, as they are talking about in the book. Can you talk about that?
Yeah, well, so one of the things I told you was 10 pages a day. Where did I get that from? Think and Grow Rich, right? Again, I would say this is probably my favorite book all time.
Yeah.
Right. And it's the most simplest of books.
Yeah.
Right. But what it talks about basically is, and read it, don't just, you know, get my summary. But basically it says that there are no quantum leaps to success.
Yeah.
Right. It's in the small decisions that we make every single day that either put us on the path of success or the path of failure. And you can't be on both.
Yeah.
Right. If I want, like, I have to lose weight, so I win this bet. Right. So if I choose to eat a salad for lunch today, you know, I'm not going to see any results tomorrow.
Yeah.
But if I choose to eat a salad today
and
tomorrow and Wednesday, Thursday and Friday, you know, for a period of time, I will start to see those results. Right. And there's something called compounding interest. Right. The results start to compound. But at the same time, it's easy for me to eat a salad. It's easy for me to eat a hamburger. And if I eat a hamburger for lunch today, I'm not going to, you know, gain weight, right? And I probably would be okay. But if I ate a hamburger for a week or for a month, instead of losing weight, I'll probably start gaining weight. Well, it's the same thing when we implement our lives. There's, again, life is simple. Success is simple, right? It's easy for me to wake up and do my morning routine. It's easy for me not to, right? Yeah. It's easy for me to kiss my wife in the morning and tell her that she looks beautiful. It's easy for me not to. It's easy for me, you know, to pick my son up and give him, you know, another try. Or it's easy for me, you know, just to let him sit there and cry. I mean, there's so many aspects in our life where it's the small decisions that we make every single day that either put us on the success curve up or down. But the awesome part of this is most of us have experienced some type of success, right? We've all hit bottoms in our lives in one area or another. And then we draw the line and say, okay, enough's enough, and I'm going to take actions to get to change. And we do that, right? We get our head above water, financially, love, business, whatever it is. But the difference between those who have attained, you know, massive success is most people, once they get their head above water, they stop doing the things that got their head above water, right? Or they stopped dieting, they stopped eating healthy, they stopped exercising. They're on cruise control, and then they, you know, drift back down. What the successful people have done, and it's not just a quantum leap that one day they just became successful. Yeah. Of course, there are a few like outliners, but that's not most. The majority, they kept on doing the things that got their head above water, yeah. And they kept on doing those same activities, and then they had the compound effect yeah. of that, right? The sister book to this, or the brother book to this, is the compound effect,
yeah.
right? They actually were partners. The Slight Edge was a little more basic, yeah. which I like. But again, yeah. there's not a day goes by that I don't question a decision I make and ask myself, is this the right Slight Edge decision?
That's awesome. And I mean, I've just started reading the book. I didn't know about it before you told me about it. But when I look back at my life, I was never talented. I never had like the best circumstances, but it was those small steps because I had the discipline from the martial art. So that one is huge. And then the one book that I'm looking for now is the James Sorbas book. What's the title of that one, and when is that coming out?
You know, it's funny because one of my agents is a writer as well, and yeah. she's like, we can ghostwrite a book. You know, it's a goal of mine, yeah. right? I haven't committed to it yet, but it's definitely a goal of mine. If I had to write a book about real estate or sales, it would definitely be confidence. Right. If you have confidence, you will make it in this game, which also goes along in believing in yourself.
Yeah.
Right. In Think and Grow Rich, what your mind can conceive and believe, you can achieve. Right. And the key to that is belief. Yeah. You got to believe in yourself. You got to believe in what you're going after. If you don't believe, you know, you will not achieve.